In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today, dear friends, we celebrate the third feast day in a trifecta of grace, from Pentecost to Holy Trinity Sunday, now to Corpus Christi. Having received the Holy Spirit and received the revelation of the true God, we now receive his presence among us in the Blessed Sacrament. Today we celebrate the Lord's true presence among us under the appearance of bread and wine. The Lord promised us, "I will not leave you orphans," and every day he fulfills that promise by his presence in the Blessed Sacrament. Today we celebrate this feast day in this month of June, traditionally associated, dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The message of the Sacred Heart is one that emphasizes the immense love and the compassion that God has for each one of us. It echoes the biblical call of the Lord Jesus to those who are hurt or fallen away, to come and to receive his mercy, his healing, his restoration. And truth be told, after such a tough year, humanity once again needs the tender image and tender message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. As Pope St. John Paul II taught us, a furnace burns. In burning, it sears away all that is material, brush or other easily combustible material. The heart of Jesus, the human heart of Jesus, burns with the love that permeates it. And this love is for the eternal Father and the love for all men, for the adopted sons and daughters of God. A furnace in burning, little by little, goes out. But the heart of Jesus is an inextinguishable furnace that burns with the love for every man and woman. Dear friends, we have the Lord's Sacred Heart and whose true presence among us. Both show us the depth of his love for each of us. And this is good news. And we need to celebrate this good news and let this good news motivate and inspire us, encourage us. And yet we can observe a heaviness, a morose demeanor covering the heart of humanity today. For over a year, people have been afraid, isolated, and anxious about the pandemic and the plethora of family, fiscal, and other social ills that have accompanied it. It has been, we could say, one Hades of a year. And there are sorrowful consequences. Humanity is struggling to preserve its spiritual strength, its spiritual health. Hope is endangered in many hearts today, and peace seems impossible in many souls. But in the midst of such throes, Mother Church points the world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to his message of trust and love. She points us to the Lord's true presence among us as a font of peace and hope. But this has been a tough year. Through this year, however, God has been with us. In fact, if we just apply this truth to our parish family, we know that it's been a difficult year. We had to let beloved staff members go. We had to suspend programming. We had to put organizations on hiatus. There were many times at the early beginning when Mass was not even possible in public. The last time we celebrated Corpus Christi, you were not able to be here in person. It has been a tough year. We were forced to wear masks in society, the very means by which we have person-to-person communication. And yet the Lord has been with us. In the midst of this difficulty, just here in our parish, the Lord has given us unexpected blessings. I think it's important that we list these blessings, both to give public praise to God and encouragement to each of us. So what have been some of the blessings this past year? First of all, during the pandemic, as a parish, we launched one of the most aggressive and widespread live stream services in the United States. Thousands and thousands of people tune in to Grace Lily Productions. And do you know, before the pandemic, we didn't even have a live stream service. We launched that program. Do you realize that we received an award? We beat St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with our Grace Lily Productions. That was a blessing given to us. We also motivated local efforts in neighborhoods for thousands and thousands of pounds of food to be dedicated to our neighbors in need. We were sacrificially generous to our social outreach centers. As members of the Finance Council know, the only serious variance in our budget was in our charitable giving, and that's the way it should be. We also preserved an active sacramental and devotional life. Once it was permitted, masses resumed here at Our Lady of Grace. Confession times were increased. Anointings were available upon request. We immediately launched our outreach to the homebound as soon as we were permitted to do so. Do you realize, dear friends, that there are parishes still today who have not yet reached out to the homebound, but not here at Our Lady of Grace? As soon as we were able, we were in the homes of our homebound in order to bring the sacraments and Christian fellowship. We also resumed our healing masses every month so that anyone who needed it could receive the anointing of the sick. We also added a parish holy hour on Monday evenings, which still continues to do well. We also launched a parish Bible study on Wednesday evenings, which is for our own, but also hundreds and thousands of people tune in to that Bible study every week throughout the United States. Following Lancaster County's directives, our local civic authority, we did not require the wearing of masks here for the Holy Sacrifice. And for many, this was the only semblance of normal. Many of our people who are alone, especially our widows, shared with me, this was the only place where they could come and see another person's face, and that gave them great consolation. Our staff, although limited, was hardworking, and they provided for our administrative and operation needs. You know, there were times in which our staff would not leave this building until almost 9 or 10 o'clock at night in order to provide for our needs. And they did that so that we would not have to bring on additional staff and accrue additional costs. And in spite of uncertainty, so many of you returned to Mass before you had to. Even before there was a vaccine, you returned to Mass, to confession, and to the life of the parish, because you know how important worship is of God, and you knew that you needed His grace. And you returned to Mass. You came again even when you didn't have to. And so many of you volunteered in unexpected ways, even when your organization, your ministries, and your outreaches were put on pause, while some chose to be childish and be upset because their group was put on pause. The vast majority of you stepped up, and you were willing to help the parish as she needed you. How many of you helped to wipe down pews? I think we've aged our pews by a couple years by how many times we had to wipe them down, right? And how many of you chose to come and count the offertory, to do what some might consider mundane ministry, but you were there. That's where your parish needed you, and so many of you stepped up. What about your fiscal giving? You were generous, even in uncertain times. You continued to support your parish. And because of that, we were able to pay our bills, to stay in the black. In fact, even in the time of pandemic, we are now able to purchase Catholic land. Those 53 acres of land down Highway 521, that contract is scheduled to be signed July 1st. In addition to the purchasing of Catholic land, I'm happy to report that we have over $400,000 still in our capital campaign to help with our future goals. In addition, before we entered the pandemic, we had $90,000 in savings. Because of your sacrificial giving, your support to the parish, I'm happy to announce that we now have over $400,000 in our savings. Because every penny you gave that wasn't needed, we put in savings. Because we didn't know what was going to come, and we wanted to make sure you were ready. I have promised you that I will guard every penny of your tithe. And whenever time we didn't need something, it was put in savings. Team Grace, we have $400,000 in savings. Congratulations. We were also able to use some of our resources in order to take care of necessary projects. You may have seen some of them around the parish campus. One of the projects you're going to see just in the next couple of weeks, we're redoing the carpets in the narthex and in the hallways. You may have seen they've gotten quite beaten up, right? I don't think we could put any more hand gel on those carpets, right? So you're going to see new carpets going in. Again, that's one small project that's possible because of your sacrificial giving. Because of your faith and your generosity, Team Grace, we are set and we are ready to rebuild the staff and to once again gradually reopen all the aspects of our parish life over the next year. This is the life of our parish. Even in difficult times, God blessed us with unexpected blessings. It was a difficult time. It's not to diminish it, but God came through. God was with us. And again, He provided us with blessings. But that's just our parish. What about in your life, or in your marriage, or in your family, or in your neighborhood? What blessings have you received? Those silver linings, those unexpected blessings. I have heard people who have said they have drastically changed their career because when our mortality was put before us as a society, they realized, I'm living for the wrong thing. I need to change my life. I need to make a difference. And they changed their life, their careers. Married couples are telling me that they're now praying together, as every married couple should. They weren't before, but they are now. They're praying for their children, for their grandchildren. Families are spending time together, quality time together. And neighbors who are once strangers are now not only friends, but co-workers in service to the poor. Yes, dear friends, we have received many unexpected blessings. The Lord has walked with us. He has accompanied us. He has been with us through this dark valley. But dear friends, it is over. The pandemic is waning and life is resuming to normal. As believers, we can draw close to the fires of divine love. We can find the strength that is needed by his love and begin to reclaim the portions of our life that have been overtaken by fear and anxiety. The Sacred Heart of our Lord reminds us that we have been made by God and for God, and that heart, so wounded, is on fire with the love for each of us, and we can find confidence in that. And so paranoia and despair can be dispelled. Other fallen spirits that seek to exaggerate and cause restlessness and uneasiness in our souls can be exorcised. We were not made for fear, dear friends. It has been a rough year, admittedly. We have learned many things. We have received unexpected blessings, but it's time to get back to normal. As the pandemic wanes, we have a choice. We can dwell as if we are still under immediate threat and live our lives behind masks, secluded and fearful. That is a real choice. Or we can realize the new, beautiful, and fresh horizon that stands before us. And we can claim the blessings of the past year, relearn its lessons, and cast out fear, and starting our lives anew again, allowing our lives to return to normal. On this Corpus Christi feast day, in which we celebrate the presence of Christ among us, I encourage you, each of you, to claim the boldness of your identity as a child of God and to cast out fear. I encourage you, make the choice to reclaim your lives and to get back to normal.